If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Nick Dawn, Greg, Sean Farish hanging out for 90 minutes this morning. It's good to have him in here for this hour and a half on a day in which we have been pretty much wall-to-wall coverage of Donald Trump's guilty verdict yesterday on 34 felony counts, or as I like to say, one felony count copied and pasted 33 additional times, which is essentially what it is. And now the fallout, the reaction, and where we go from here. And be honest, there's no slow days ahead if you think about it. You've got the appeals process. We've got June 27th debate. We've got the RNC convention on July 15th. Trump's, quote, sentencing July 11th. We've got the DNC convention in August. And then before you know it, summer's over, and here comes the stretch run. Not going to be any slow days ahead,
nope.
Folks.
Nope.
So get ready for it. It's not going to be dying down anytime soon. I literally don't think we've either played a clip or even had a conversation, a story, a topic about anything short of what was going on locally here in the news this morning with Dawn.
Well, that's why it's key to have the news, right? Local news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And also to break it up a little bit so our heads don't explode.
Oh my God.
Yes. I miss the days of Trump versus DeSantis for 4 hours. Can we go back to those days?
Mustard,
exactly. 855-839-1210. Sean Farish is with us, and we'll get to some other issues when it comes to Trump. He's scheduled to speak today, press conference coming up at 11 o'clock. And I've got some other questions that I want to get Sean's take on. But a lot of people also want to weigh in, so let's take some phone calls here, Sean, and we'll get your reaction, and you can chime in and interact with the people as well. Let's start it off. Now, I could go down the list here, or I could start right at the top. Let's start with a guy who probably had dreams of being on this jury. He would have voted guilty before the opening statements. Terry is in King of Prussia. Terry, go right ahead. Get your pound of flesh, pal. Go right ahead.
Hey, that's funny. But somebody earlier said that if we're voting for Biden, we're stupid. And I just think that all comes from Donald Trump, because that's all he does, is call people names like a little kid. And
that?
I think that friends of mine that are Trumpers, I think a lot of them are smart. But I think what's wrong is, and I'm not calling them any names, I think you're weak-minded because you believe all the lies he tells. Because this guy is telling us that on day one he's going to be a dictator. He's going to do away with our Constitution. The insurrection is the biggest one there, glaring. He tried to overthrow our government. You can say whatever you want, but that's what was going on. They're facts. The donors for him are billionaires. He's telling them, I'm going to give you another tax break. So there you go. Let's run up the deficit another, $2 trillion he gave the last time. He's probably going to get more this time because he's giving it to himself. And that's all he cares about. He don't care about me and you. He only cares about the rich. And he loves dictators like Z. You got Putin. You got Kim Jong-un, his lover. He thinks these guys are great. Why does he do that? Because he wants to be a dictator. Because
I guess Biden has no billionaire donors. Biden, who's a career politician.
There he is.
Yeah, Dawn, you're so right. Biden has no billionaire donors.
Nope.
He certainly hasn't helped Vladimir Putin in Ukraine. Can I ask this caller a question respectfully? We were told that Donald Trump's first presidential term was going to be World War III and there were no new wars. And you talk about people believing all of the lies that Donald Trump says. What do you think? I'm very curious. And I ask this respectfully. What do you think about the 2016 election? Was the 2016 election legitimate in your eyes?
He's gone.
Oh, Terry left.
He's gone, Sean. But yeah. No, I get your point.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame. I was going to have a lot of fun.
He also brings up insurrection. To my knowledge, Donald Trump has never been charged with
Nobody has been charged.
18 U.S. Code, Section 2383, correct. The Insurrection and Rebellion Act.
Right.
Not one person involved in January 6th. Not one has been charged with that.
You ask
yourself why that is.
It really is remarkable. And, you know, I've butted heads with Terry in the past, but it's a Friday. It's beautiful. And I don't want to have a stroke here at 9:04. You know, we talk about
getting ready.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting ready.
Trust me, you'll have more opportunities for sure, brother. There's a few out there that will offer those viewpoints. And that's fine. You know, we encourage, differing viewpoints. I don't want four straight hours of people echoing my talking points or anything like that. But we talk about, you know, the Constitution. I mean, you could argue the First, the Fifth, the Sixth Amendment have all been eviscerated, shredded, at least challenged over the last 3.5-4 years with free speech in this country, with due process, with search and seizure. The last time I checked, all of that's happening under the Biden administration. It's not happening under the Trump administration. And you were alluding to this a moment ago, Sean. Everything that they claimed would happen under Trump is currently happening under Joe Biden.
Well, remember the debate when Donald Trump said to Hillary, one of the best lines ever, you'd be in jail. Remember that? And they went, oh, he's going to jail his political opponents. Orange man bad. All right. So is dementia man bad now that he's trying to do this? Because all I've been looking for a long time with the left, long time. What are the rules? But more importantly, how long are you going to stick with this set of rules before you change them again? Because if all we're going to keep doing is changing the rules, well, the definition of vaccine has changed. No, it hasn't. It hasn't. It's changed because you are trying to convince people that you can still get sick after getting vaccinated. And like, that's normal. I mean, if that was normal, everybody would have the measles. You know what I mean? Like, this would just be, we would have no immunity to anything in this country if that was normal. This is ridiculous. So what are the rules? And when are you going to move the goalposts, right? Because we need a set of rules right now that both sides, parties, whatever you want to call it, are going to play by and stick to. If when Donald Trump jokingly says you'd be in jail, not I'm going to lock you up, but if I was in charge of the law, you'd be in jail. And they had a stroke over Donald Trump's a dictator. He's going to be jailing his political opponents like Putin. And now Joe Biden's literally colluding with, you know, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office through the Department of Justice to convict his political opponent, his chief political opponent, and the front runner in the presidential election. So where is the criticism there? Well, they say, well, nobody's above the law. What are you talking about? What law did Donald Trump break?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a convicted felon.
Yeah.
Well, what did he get convicted? Can you tell me what he got convicted for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he falsified business records. Not a felony in New York.
Right.
I mean, this is unbelievable that there are people who still fall into this thought process.
Well, the other thing that's really scary and staggering for people like Terry and King of Prussia or other Democrats that buy this, oh, he loves Putin.
He loves
Xi. And here's the thing. Biden has been steamrolled by these dictators because they know he projects weakness and fragility and they can get away with almost anything they want. Where Trump was really brilliant was he would massage the egos of Xi or Putin and say they're smart people, they're on top of their game, they're bright. But he also knew, you knew with Trump, that he'd give these people a little wiggle room and the mainstream media would melt down. Oh my God, I can't believe he has admiration and respect for X, Y, and Z. But you knew, and more importantly, they know, these dictators know, that if they cross the line, Trump was going to come down and hammer them. I mean, he wiped out ISIS in less than a month. So it's this like entry level thought of he wants to be like these other dictators. No, he knows how to play the game, and they would not. It's just my personal opinion. None of this would have happened if Trump was still the president. And if it did happen for some reason and Putin went into Ukraine, do you think on May 31st of 2024, it would still be going on if Trump was president? No. It would have ended quick, fast, and in a hurry.
How about Vladimir Putin not too long ago coming out and saying that he prefers Joe Biden to be reelected to Donald Trump?
Jeez, right? I wonder why.
He told us why, Nick. He told us why, Vladimir Putin. He said because Joe Biden is more experienced and more predictable. Mm. Now, again, I like to go back to, I love to go back to sports, right? Brian Schottenheimer, he's a name that I have to wash my mouth out with soap. When he was the New York Jets offensive coordinator, was very predictable.
Yep.
Run, pass, punt every single time. Regardless of talent, we knew it was coming. Third and 12 draw play. Everybody knew what that guy was going to call. And when you're predictable, your opponents, your enemies, whomever it is on the other side of the ball, they know it's coming. It makes it a lot easier for them to execute their game plan. Vladimir Putin isn't a dumb person. Vladimir Putin is a very smart person. He's a very cunning person. And many people don't like it, but he is an effective leader in Russia. How do we know he's an effective leader? Because he's still in power, and he keeps winning by with 88% of the vote in elections that would make Fidel Castro proud. I don't know if they're legitimate or not. I just know that whatever he's doing, it's effective because he has not been out of has not been taken out of power yet in Russia. I don't like that. That's not what I want in my country. But it's been effective for him, and it's worked out for him. Of course, a guy like Putin is going to look at Biden, who he can't string a sentence together and say, yeah, I want that guy, and not the effectively wild, the Nolan Ryan type Donald Trump, where if I step out of line, I may actually catch consequences here. Of course, he wants Joe Biden to be president. If Vladimir Putin is telling you that, could you just imagine this? Put the shoe on the other foot. If Vladimir Putin came out and said, I prefer Donald Trump because he's more predictable, wall to wall. On every network, nobody covers these comments that Vladimir Putin made. Now they say, oh, Putin's lying. He's lying about it. But why would he be lying if he really wants Trump to be elected? Why would he be lying about this? It's blows my mind. Nobody has been better for Russia, for China, for Iran, for Ukraine, for Israel, for all of these countries, right? Nobody's been better to them than Joe Biden.
Right.
Nobody's been better for America within our borders than Donald Trump.
There you go. Absolutely spot on. 855-839-1210. Let's bring in attorney Linda Kearns, who is joining us here. Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Other than being an Elvis fan, as you know, I am retained election.
Oh, Jesus. With Elvis. Oh, my God. Linda.
Oh, I am retained. Let's talk about real stuff here. I am retained Election Integrity Council in Pennsylvania for the Republican National Committee. What your listeners need to know are that the people running the polling places and counting mail ballots and administering elections in Pennsylvania want Biden to win and Trump to lose. If there was ever a wake-up call, it was yesterday. We need our guys to watch those guys. I need thousands of people to volunteer in Pennsylvania on November 5th, and I'm asking your listeners to go to protectthevote.com and sign up. We will train you. I will put you in a polling place, or you will be watching them counting mail ballots all day. But I need our guys to watch those guys. And if you live in Jersey or Delaware and want to help in PA, hit me up. My email address is on my website, and I can use you to watch the mail ballot count in Philadelphia. That was a travesty of what happened yesterday. The real victims of the American people. How do we change this? Don't be a victim. Help us win in November. Protectthevote.com. Please go to my website and sign up.
Will do. Thank you for the message, Linda. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you for the donation, too, Linda.
Yes, $1,000. God bless you, Linda.
We love you.
Oh, and I'll be sending you my playlist. I'll hold you to that. But, hey, I'm a conservative female living in Philadelphia. You didn't even have to promise that. I'd do anything to help the kids of fallen officer.
There you go.
Beautiful.
There she is, Linda Kearns. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Linda. ProtectTheVote.com.
You got it. There you go. ProtectTheVote.com. 855-839-1210. Let's grab some more calls here. Sean, we're going to grab, we got a couple of Franks here. Let's go Frank and Delco up first. Frank, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
I'm just still sitting in my car here laughing at Terry from King of Prussia. I mean, just outrageous, hypocritical. But anyway, my point is at the end of the day, we can do all the Monday morning quarterbacking about who they should have called and what they should have asked. But, I mean, from day one, all the fix was in. I mean, Bragg had one mission. That judge had one mission. I mean, from what I understand, he's not even a full-time judge. He's an acting judge. He was hand-selected. He doesn't care. None of them care if this gets appealed. All they wanted to do was to be able to call Donald Trump a convicted felon leading up to the election. And they succeeded in that. And I just think, you know, people will see the people that are paying attention. That's a total disservice to the point now where let me throw this out there. And I know it's going to sound crazy, but we're living in crazy times. The next time Joe Biden's campaigning in a red city with a Republican DA and Joe Biden makes any type of false statement, and we know he does it all the time, why don't we or that Republican DA indict him on the same type of junk charges that they just convicted Donald Trump on?
That's a great point. It's a very valid point. I think a lot of people have been asking that question. Sean, let me ask you this. Is it what's the motive now for Republicans? What's the counter? So, okay, Democrats are doing lawfare and doing this persecution and making things political. Is it time to fight fire with fire, hold the high ground? What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm done with the high ground. You know, if you're going to fight in the trenches, then I'm coming in the trenches and I'm coming with a lot. Right. So if you want to play lawfare, the only way this stops is when this happens to them. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to wind up here. This is never where I wanted to wind up. You know, when Donald Trump did the you'd be in jail thing to Hillary Clinton, that was funny on a debate stage. But I always in the back of my head said, all right, you know, I know this guy gets kind of personal with stuff and he, you know, he takes a lot of things. He wants to make it about himself. Sometimes Donald Trump, I really was hoping that Donald Trump didn't just try to throw Hillary Clinton in jail for the hell of it. Now, we know that there were illegal things that she did, like destroying evidence under federal subpoena. If Donald Trump did those things, he probably would be in jail. And by the way, that's a violation of the law. So I wasn't the one who wanted to weaponize the Department of Justice to put political opponents in jail over nothing. That's what the Democrats did. But if they are, and this goes back to what I just said, what are the rules and what are we sticking to? If these are the rules, then they can't be upset when they're used against them. And we're watching right now the Democrats celebrating this verdict. Nobody's above the law. The same nonsense talking points. But when this system starts to get weaponized back against them, they're going to cry, you know, foul play and it's rigged and this is what dictators do, etc. They're the ones that started this. And I don't like it. I was hoping it would never happen. I know Americans' faith in the justice system has been eroded. And if it continues to happen, it's going to be even further eroded. But the only way to make that schoolyard bully stop is to not say, please, sir, you're hurting me. It's to sock him in the mouth. You have politically, of course, you have to deliver these damaging blows to your political opponents. You can't just hope that at some point the left is going to have a reunion with their conscience and say, oh, yeah, you know, what we've been doing is wrong. We're sorry about that. That's just not what we're playing against. You're playing against a monster. You got a guy in the ring with you who's using brass knuckles. You're appealing to the ref and the ref is saying, yeah, I don't see anything wrong. Well, you got to go get yourself some brass knuckles now and hit back. I don't care what you think. We're above that. No, you're not. Because if you continue to play this, we're above that game. You're going to continue to get steamrolled. We're all going to continue to get steamrolled. So we do need to fight fire with fire, or as I like to say, fight fire with water. Water actually puts the fire out, but get in there with a fire hose and extinguish these flames. Because if we don't, if we say, well, we're above this and we need to return to normalcy, it's only going to keep happening. There need to be consequences. And let me tell you something. If there are Republicans in elected office places who are not interested in pursuing consequences and accountability, no problem. I know you're from a different generation. I know you may have a differing viewpoint. We need people who care, who are going to fight for accountability and consequences for these actions and for what has propelled us into chaos. This is a constitutional crisis now. And if we're just going to let them, well, you know, they kind of screwed things up and now we're in a constitutional crisis, we'll just beat them at the ballot box and then everything will go back to normal. No. Sorry, if you're one of these people who thinks that the high road is the way out, resign from elected office. We need fighters. And I think we have to fight. Maybe that's again, politically, maybe that's something people listen to go, oh, I don't know if I want to go that far. I can tell you this. I want to go that far because it's the only way they're going to stop.
9:20 Friday morning. Let's get to our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Get up. Get off my lawn.
Listen, old man, you don't want to f*** me.
Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn.
Are you f***ing crazy? Go back in the house.
Yeah. I blow a hole in your face and then I go in the house. And I sleep like a baby. You can count on that.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210. And you could win this great prize.
Today's prize is a pair of tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Maren Morris, Mavis Staples, and others at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But you can get yours right now if you were caller 12 with the correct answer at 855-839-1210. Caller 12. 855-839-1210. We'll come back. We'll get our winner, Dawn's Big Three, and then Sean's going to stick around and react to what's on the cut sheet part due as we continue Friday morning. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Friday morning, Nick, Dawn, Greg, Sean Farish hanging out with us as we head until 10 o'clock this morning. Dawn Show at 10 o'clock. What's on tap? We'll find out in just about 20 minutes. Who won Twitter today? Today in music history. We still have a big three on the way, as well as what's on the cut sheet part due. But before we get to all of that, Lori is in Havertown, and she's identified the movie this morning. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
We're doing well, Lori. What movie did we just play for you?
Gran Torino.
Yeah, that is Lori. Correct. Congratulations. Woo-hoo. Willie Nelson tickets are yours, Lori.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. You have a great rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend, and we appreciate you listening and playing.
All right. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you, too. There she is, Lori in Havertown. Speaking of love, let's get to the love of the show, the love of many people's lives, because we love a big three at nine.
It's the big three at nine on Kale and Company.
Big three at nine, sponsored this morning by Philadelphia 100. In the news this morning, TikTok, we are awaiting an 11 a.m. news conference while Trump's attorneys vow to appeal the verdict as soon as possible. And so officially, former President Donald J. Trump is officially not a convicted felon under New York state law. That's because he won't officially, under the state law, be a convicted felon until the judge sentences him July 11th.
Okay.
Want to call that out because we've been pointing out the media, CNN, one of them, the banner all morning, big red banner, convicted felon.
Yep.
Technically, not a convicted felon.
Okay. Very good.
Just saying.
Any bets on what the press conference is going to be?
For Trump?
Yeah.
He's going to come out and say it's a sham and a rigged trial. Going to be pretty much the same stuff we heard yesterday, just I think probably a longer version.
Sean, do you have a preview for what's going to happen?
Well, you know, here's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Because Dan Bongino branded him the outlaw president, so I've got ideas running through my head, but I like the idea of, you know, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. We'll talk about outlaws. We're going to do tremendously well. I want to tell you something, too. You know, they say my mugshot was the modern-day Mona Lisa. And but I can say this now. They're equating me. They're saying it's a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. I call it Donnie and Clyde. That's what's happening.
Donnie and Clyde.
We don't know who Clyde is yet. We don't know who Clyde is yet. It could be Snoop Dogg. It could be. We don't know who Clyde's going to be. But it's going to be a beautiful Clyde. Nobody's ever seen it. I'm the greatest outlaw the world has ever seen. This town ain't big enough for the two of us. I can tell you that. Okay. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Outlaw Trump. There's a bit there, and we're working on it.
Awesome.
Love it. Trump Tower, 11 a.m. this morning. We get to hear more.
You'll carry it live, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. We'll carry it live. That's the beauty of live and local, right?
I know.
And so no matter what time it is, we will carry it live and local. And the point is that they don't appeal in this, because these are state charges in New York. the actual appeal must come after the sentencing. So even though the attorneys have said they're going to vigorously file all kinds of emotions, expect that within the week or next week or two, the actual appeals don't come until after that July 11th sentencing. So I just want to point that out as far as what are the procedures. Another historic trial not in the headlines just yet, the criminal trial of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, facing federal felony charges. Hunter will be the first child of a sitting president to be a criminal defendant when jury selection begins Monday morning. Technically, this is a local situation, right? At the state level, this criminal trial of a former U.S. president. We've never seen this before. Hunter Biden facing three firearms felonies, all of which focus on whether or not he lied on a federal form when he purchased a firearm locally and whether he lied about at the time being addicted to drugs. So that will be playing out. Jury selection of those 12 residents of Newcastle County, Delaware. They have to evaluate that evidence and be tasked with rendering that verdict. Maximum punishment here in this case, if convicted on all of these charges, Hunter Biden could face up to 25 years in federal prison. Because it's federal, not state, federal prison, you don't get gain time like you get in the lower courts. It's mandatory. Yeah.
Speaking of Hunter Biden, our buddy Jimmy Fallon with a great tweet. He says, if Trump belongs in jail for trying to bury the Stormy Daniels story, then all 51 Intel officials who buried the Hunter Biden laptop story should be reading my tweet from Gitmo.
Jimmy is so funny.
He is.
We have a woman seen in that famous now viral video confronting Kylie Kelce out on her date night at the Jersey Shore. Just to wrap this up, she's identified as Andrea Goldberg. And Goldberg says she's sorry. She apologizes, and she says that she did apologize directly to the Kelce family. She's now making a public apology, saying, I am sorry that this isn't me. She was yelling and screaming. She says, my anger and actions are not who I am, certainly not indicative of the welcoming community of Margate. As an adult and proud member of my community, I should have recognized and respected their right to privacy, and I'm deeply appreciative of the grace and understanding shown to me by the Kelces and wish them nothing but the best. Regretting her alleged drunken rant that went viral.
Put the sauce down, lady.
Can you imagine the pressure on her? Everybody who knows her was calling her going, Andrea, do you realize?
Yeah. You went viral for all the wrong reasons.
Can you imagine waking up with that hangover and seeing all that?
I have woken up with that hangover.
That's not right.
Again, I hate to keep pointing this out, but I am a Jet fan. So yeah.
Sean's like that every Monday morning during the fall.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers made it through four plays.
So cool.
We are sponsoring the Big Three, Philadelphia 100, calling all entrepreneurs. Distinguish your company as one of the fastest growing in the region by applying for the 2024 Philadelphia 100 Award. So take the first step in joining this elite group of businesses. Apply today at Philly100.org. Thank you, Philadelphia 100, for sponsoring our Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, Sean's going to stick around and we'll riff and react to some of the clips as we get ready for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, Friday edition. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. Much like us, everybody else reacting to the Trump verdict yesterday, and a lot of would-be, could-be, maybe vice presidential contenders weighing in, trying to get their points across.
Their hot takes.
Maybe they can
get in the good graces of Trump.
Maybe they can, get in Trump's graces, good graces, I guess. Let's start here with Marco Rubio. There's a lot of talk about possibly him being vice president. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening, but, stranger things have happened. This is Cut 7. Phil, go.
It's I mean, they just elected Donald Trump president, so politically, I think it's good. I think, unfortunately, they've made a travesty, a mockery of our criminal justice system. I think all over the world right now, they're watching news reports, and they're saying, what America sent into us, meaning these third world countries, these dictatorships, these crazy places. I mean, I don't know what I can add to what people have already seen. You literally have a judge that supported Joe Biden in 2020. He supported him. His daughter makes money off political campaigns on the far left. A jury pulled from one of the most liberal counties in America, a prosecutor that basically ran on the promise that I'm going to get Trump. I don't know what I'm going to get him on yet, but I'm going to get him on something. Charges that basically turned a misdemeanor into a felony by tying it. We don't know yet what the tightest is because they introduced a new crime in the jury instruction saying, well, and by the way, in addition to the federal election interference, which he was never charged with, you can also tie it as a felony. You can also turn it into a felony by tying it to some tax law in New York, something that they never mentioned throughout the entire trial. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Sean, I think that's the thing that stands out to me the most with what everything Marco just said there is other countries around the globe are looking at the United States and saying, did they really found him guilty and indicted him on a bookkeeping thing? Like, that's what you expect in these third world countries. Boy, what has America devolved into?
Yeah, that's the whole point, right? And that's the point that I think I was trying to make earlier, essentially, is that, you know, you can call him a convicted felon all you want, right? Technicalities. But it's a nonviolent crime, and it's not serious, right? Falsifying business records, and then we elevated it to a felony because the judge gave a smorgasbord of different crimes the jury can convict on, et cetera, et cetera. It didn't have to be unanimous. But, you know, when you look at the average American, say, wait, Donald Trump's a convicted felon. Oh, what did he do? Well, I don't really know, but I know that they convicted him. It looks so weak.
Mm-hmm.
What are you afraid of? Obviously, we know what the Democrats are afraid of, but I think Rubio, I used to call him Little Marco. We used to call him Little Marco. I don't know if we're going to do it, but he said I had small hands. He said that something else was small, but never had that problem. I can tell you that.
That's true.
Never had that problem.
No, I forgot about that.
You can even ask Stormy. Never had that problem.
I forgot about that. That's right. Those two added in 2016 or 15.
On the debate stage, they had a measuring contest.
Oh my God.
So it's just, but you know, no, he is right about, you know, other countries look at this and go, oh, they indicted Trump. What'd they get him on? You know, and it was bookkeeping. People, voters, other countries, it looks ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. What do we think of him, Marco Rubio, as a potential VP candidate? I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it. I guess I could see it, although I think there are better options.
I can't see it, Dawn.
Much better options.
The problem is they have to jump through the hoops of that little thing called the Constitution. They're both from Florida.
Well, yeah,
could they get around that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the same thing with DeSantis. Yep. One could.
But I don't think he's the one.
Byron Donalds,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Of all the people, and it did look like Veep auditions on the networks last night on Fox.
It really did. I was just, thank right? you for saying that. Yes, it did.
But to me, Tulsi was my favorite last night, if I'm going to go with.
All right, you're coming around to Greg and I's belief of Tulsi.
No, I'm just saying if last night was like The Apprentice or, you know, one of those shows, and you're just saying based on last night.
Yeah.
She resonated the best.
I'm telling Sarah on you.
No, I love Sarah Huckabee.
Sean, what do you think of Tulsi as a VP?
You know, it's the whole Democrat thing, right? Like, I understand reaching across the aisle, but I don't really want to find common ground with Democrats anymore after yesterday. However, I understand politically, you know, sometimes you have to put the emotions aside and say, well, could she help us win the election? She definitely could. You know, she came to New York in 2022 and helped campaign for Lee Zeldin. Glenn Youngkin helped them there as well. I think there's obviously some interesting strategy to be employed there with regards to Tulsi. I would rather not go with a just freshly removed from the Democrat Party person who's kind of wishy-washy on guns and climate. Obviously, you know, she's kind of like, she'd be a better fit with like an RFK, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
I'm just going to say that. Yep.
Yep.
Look, the best part about Trump is that the base is not going to abandon him no matter who he picks.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he doesn't have to worry about that. I would rather see somebody like a Zeldin or a Vance be picked, or a Vivek, someone like that, be picked instead.
All right. That'll do it for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2. The Dawn Show coming up in just about 11 minutes, and we find out what Dawn has lined up for the top of the hour.
Yeah, so we'll obviously update you on everything that's happening. There's a lot of local news that we haven't even gotten to. National news. We'll take Trump at 11. The two guests this morning were... And we thank them for being flexible around Trump and all the breaking news developments. But we have Christine Flowers and Guy Shiraki locally to sound off on this. And again, talking about your taxes, talking about what's happening at local school board levels, want to update you on all of that. And what's going to happen this weekend if you're heading down the shore? What will be different as if you are heading down the shore this weekend? All that coming up.
All right. Dawn Show at the top of the hour.
Fights, drunks, what?
Lots
they
of good,
found no.
Lots of shenanigans at the beach, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
It is New Jersey.
Yes, exactly.
It is New Jersey.
Bad things happen in New Jersey. Oh, no, that's Philadelphia.
All right. Let's get to Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history?
Friday, May 31st, we celebrate the birthdays of Corey Hart, Jim Vallance, the longtime songwriting partner of Bryan Adams, and John Bonham of Led Zeppelin. Singles include Glory Days by Springsteen at 85. Albums include Living in the Material World by George Harrison in 73, Speaking in Tongues by the Talking Heads in 83, and Ready and Willing by Whitesnake in 1980. Also, in 1961, Jimi Hendrix enlists in the Army. In 76, The Who sets the new loudest performance by a rock band at 120 decibels. And in 77, the Sex Pistols single God Save the Queen was banned by the BBC. But lastly, based on yesterday's news, I got inspired to do another top five.
Oh, no.
So here is that list.
Okay.
Number five, Van Halen with Judgment Day off for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge.
I see what
pretty good album, actually. Number four, Hand of the Enemy by Ozzy off Scream. Number three, Metallica and Injustice for All. Had to get that one in there.
Nice.
Number two, The Dead Kennedys with Stars and Stripes of Corruption.
Wow.
And number one, based on yesterday's events, Tom Petty with I Won't Back Down. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Nice work, Phil.
Phil political in his... I like it.
We would play Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down, but YouTube would flag us.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
And it would kill our broadcast.
Yep.
So there you go.
Is Tom Petty, is that song talk about the vaccine? Is that why YouTube...
No, you remember with Tom Petty with I Won't Back Down. Remember Carrie Lake was using that in the midterms of 2022? Yeah. And they got flagged, and she got... I think the Tom Petty estate sued her,
didn't they? They did, yeah.
All right. Hey, Sean, it was great, man. We'll talk with you next Friday. Thank you so much for jumping in, and it was a blast as always, pal.
Yeah.
Always fun. Always fun. Can't wait for next Friday. Super excited. Always love joining you guys. And, hey, we'll see you all next Friday.
Just as a little programming note, you'll be hearing a lot more from Sean this summer.
So okay.
I'm just, there you go.
There you go.
Well, let's go.
Let's do it.
I'm ready to go. You all better be buckled up. Let's make it happen.
There you go. Sean Farish, good stuff as always. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is coming up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Friday. Try to get outside. Enjoy the weather. Don't get caught up in the absurdity of social media, losing your mind over the weekend, and get out and do something. We'll reconvene Monday morning at 6. Dawn is up next. It's been a while since I played this, but you know what? It feels like the right time to do it, so I'll leave you with this.
Sick of you. I'm sick of all of this I'm done with it.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.